Welcome to episode number 60 of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I cannot believe that we're already 60 episodes in. I mean, time flies. I started this podcast over a year ago, and somehow a lot has happened in that time, and somehow very little has happened in that time. I don't know, I'm really ambiguous when it comes to that, because on the one hand, I was, like most of us, stuck at home for a great portion of that time. I think the pandemic has changed our everyday lives. We can do a lot more from home. We can work from home. We can stay in touch with friends from home. I mean, the possibilities are close to endless when it comes to our electronic devices and what they provide us with. On the other hand, I have to say that quite a lot has happened. I mean, maybe it's just an internal change, things that I've experienced that have had an impact on me that kind of stuck with me. And I have learned a lot through my studies, through personal encounters with people, situations that I have experienced. And if there's one thing I am working on, if I had to sum up what I've learned, I would sum it up in three words, and those are, let it flow. It sounds strange, but letting things flow and evolve the way they are supposed to be is a big, big lesson that I am still learning. I am somewhat of a control freak, if I'm being honest. If I don't pay attention to what I'm doing and how I'm doing things, I tend to still be very much focused on keeping my control up and being in charge all the time, knowing exactly what to do, when to do it. And that definitely has some downsides. And the downside number one is actually that you kind of sacrifice your peace of mind. Having a peace of mind is so beautiful and it's so vital, because that's the way that we stay healthy. That's the way that we keep our balance. And to be honest, I've had somewhat of a burnout in the past, and it was definitely due to overdoing it. I was working too much, studying too much. Things were just too much for me. And especially the fact that my mind was constantly occupied with tasks and duties. So that's why I love this idea of letting things flow, because if you allow things to unfold on their own, you sacrifice control. You sacrifice the way that you normally operate, and it can save you from burning out. I think I talked about stoicism in one of my episodes before, or I mentioned it at least. And the Stoics were very much occupied with learning to differentiate between the things that we can control and the things that we cannot control. And learning this difference is so important, because some things just lay outside of our control and you can totally go crazy over them. You can think about them all the time, try to do everything in your power to get things to go your way, and it's not going to work because those things are just out of your control. So it's very important to learn what you can control and what you cannot control in order to save your brain power and your time and your energy for things that are actually controllable. So I have found this beautiful phrase, let it flow, and I just think that surrendering to the flow of life, the flow of things and events, people who enter your life and leave your life, all of those things are part of life, and they are part of our experience as human beings on this planet. So I encourage you to work on differentiating between the things that you can control and the things you cannot control. This is something I'm learning and something I'm focusing on, and I really hope that you understand how important this is in order to restore balance and health and a feeling of tranquility and just a really deeply rooted sense of being content and happy with where you're at in your life. And what I have to add is that the Stoics did not believe that you shouldn't try hard. They believed that you should try hard on the right things, on the things that lay within your power. So I have decided to just let things evolve the way they're evolving. I try to observe very closely what's happening, but at the same time, I know that some things I cannot control and I'm just going to have to accept them. I'm just going to have to accept the decisions other people make, the things that are happening in the world right now on a larger scale. I'm going to have to accept that I'm just a human being and my power is not endless, that my energy is not endless, that I have to take care of myself and my body and my mind and my emotions and my thoughts. And by doing so, I get better. And by allowing things to evolve naturally, I learn to be in sync with my surroundings and other people for that matter. I really hope this is making sense for you and that you could take away something from this episode. It's just something that's been on my mind, so I wanted to record an episode about this topic. I really, really hope that you're healthy and in balance and that you feel comfortable and content in your life where you are right now. Don't take things too hard that other people do. Don't care too much about what's going on in the world right now. Stay informed, but don't stress out over things that are just outside of your realm of control. And please take care of yourself. No matter where you are and what you're going through, know that better times are on their way if you're struggling. And know that things can stay as amazing as they are right now if you are happy with your life. And things can get better and better no matter where you're at. All right. So thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please rate it on Apple Podcasts. Also rate my entire podcast on Apple Podcasts if you feel like it. I'd be really, really thankful if you did. And I know that last week I promised you a very special episode. I kind of postponed that one, but it's coming. It's definitely coming. All right. Take care, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.